John J. Emery had built the Netherlands Plaza Hotel and Crew Tower Complex, which had been a huge success and really put him on the map locally and even nationally. So he wanted to do another mixed-use type project in the downtown and had leases from JCPenney and Bond Men's Clothing Store, and then had put out an invitation to architecture firms. So SOM, which was a really new firm at the time, but now is one of the biggest in the world, was chosen partly because they used a modern aesthetic. And then as far as the story of its design and construction, I mean, that's what's in the book, is just how so many important people who were very young and new at the time, but then became really important icons of the mid-century period in architecture, art, textile design, industrial design, lighting.
And who were some of these great architects and artists whose work went into the Terrace Plaza?
Well, Natalie DeBlois is really the heroine of the book and of the Terrace Plaza story. She was only 24 years old at the time and was a junior designer at SOM, but she became the lead designer on the project. And then others would be Joan Miró, the Spanish artist, Alexander Calder. They both had artwork commissioned for the building, Saul Steinberg, the New Yorker artist. And then Abe Fetter was the lighting designer, who's sort of considered the master of lighting design, both for architecture and for theater and film.
Now, the Terrace Plaza was an example of a movement called modernism. Can you describe the elements of modernism that are so prominent in this building?
Well, it's definitely a modernist building, and it was the first, as far as we know, modernist hotel or mixed-use building of that time, of its scale. And so it has some of the characteristics, such as very pragmatic design, the fact that it was a seven-story windowless retail base, and then the fact that it was using modern technology. In fact, it was, at the time, the most technologically advanced hotel in the world. It had automated elevators, the first hotel in the world to have in-room air conditioning controls for each guest. They had custom designed beds that would slide out from the wall at night with the push of a button, so that during the day it would be more like a living room and then at night it would become a bedroom.
What was it like in its heyday? When was the heyday of this hotel?
Well, when it opened in 1948, it really had a lot of national and international acclaim. It was published in dozens of newspapers and magazines and journals around the world, for all of the reasons that I mentioned, the fact that it was really cutting edge on many fronts. And so I would say that the late 1940s through the 50s and even the early 60s was probably its heyday, just because it was so new and really novel, and people would come from far and wide just to stay there. And then the restaurants were another really important component, and they certainly brought a lot of visitors. The gourmet room actually stayed popular until it closed, but the rest of the hotel sort of had a long, slow decline from the 60s on, and then obviously changed owners in 65 when Hilton bought it, and then and again when it became the Crown Plaza, and then eventually the Terrace Hotel, and then closed.
Sean Patrick Tubb is the author of the newly published book, Cincinnati's Terrace Plaza Hotel, an icon of American modernism. I'm Steve Hirschberg.